الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله TV is a Madani channel. We're back again in our program Repentance, bringing another new episode for you in which we will further talk about repentance. Inshallah, Zawadil, again today, we will continue our discussion where we left in our previous program, our previous episode, where we were talking about the causes because of which a person delays in repenting. Inshallah, today, we will touch upon more causes and look into its solutions as well. Before that, let us first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated that when you recite salat upon the blessed prophets alayhi wa salatu wa salam, recite salat upon me too. Undoubtedly, I am the prophet, the messenger of the Lord of all the worlds. So in this hadith, dear viewers, we've also been persuaded to send salutations upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, as the importance of an action can also be determined through it being a persuasive instruction. So in this hadith, alhamdulillah, we've been persuaded, we've been encouraged by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to send salawat upon him as well, when we send salawat upon the other prophets alayhi salatu wasalam as well. So let's do so, follow this instruction of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam now with love and devotion. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. So dear viewers, we were talking about those factors which hinder in a person's repentance, which serve as an obstacle in between a person and repentance. Another factor that ulama have mentioned in the books, that some people, they present this lame excuse that we do not believe ourselves, we don't have faith in ourselves that after repenting, we will still refrain from sins, we will abandon sins. So if that is the case, why shall we repent? So this lame excuse people present, that they don't have faith upon themselves, they don't believe whether they will be firm on their repentance and they will indulge in the sin again in future. So why should they repent at the first place? So what we need to understand over here is that this mindset, this concept over here, this lame excuse is nothing but a satanic whisper. Shaitan al-Rajim, he plays these kind of whispers in our hearts, where people fall prey to these kinds of concepts. What we need to understand is that anyone who thinks in this way, what guarantee does he have that after repenting, he would still live up to the time when he can still commit the sin? It is possible that as soon as the person repents from his sin, all of a sudden death approaches and he doesn't get a chance to commit the sin again. So now, in this case, his death would be upon repentance. It wouldn't be upon sin. However, the condition would be that at the time of his death, he should have a firm intention of abandoning the sin. He should not be indulged in it, and he should have had a firm intention developed in his heart that he will abandon the sin. So in this case, of course, the person's death would be upon repentance as compared to being on committing a sin. So from here, we understand that this satanic whisper can be uprooted through this clarification that we have no guarantee of our life, and once we have repented, we may die before we commit the sin again. Now, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives steadfastness upon repentance. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives steadfastness upon refraining from sins. Now, what we need to understand is that even, for example, we after repenting end up committing sins again, we get involved in sins again. Even if that is the case, then at least we would have been forgiven from our past sins, our previous sins. So, in this case, we although will be indulged in new sins, but our repentance would have made us absolved of our previous sins, and being forgiven over our previous sins is not anything small. This also is something really, really big, really superior, which the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they yearn for, they long for, they cry for. So do not consider being forgiven upon the previous sins to be something very insignificant or something very small. This is a blessing in its own. So the same point which is being brought up in this excuse or this cause that why should they repent when they're not even confident upon their own repentance, whether they will remain firm upon it because they may indulge in the sin again. Then even if that is the case, we agree with them, that is the case, but still they would have been forgiven from their previous sins because they would have repented of their previous sins. And now, for example, they've committed the sin again. Now, it will only be this new sin which will be in their book of deeds. And had they not repented of their previous sins, then all those previous sins would have also been in their book of deeds. And this new sin that they are committing again would be in addition to all those sins. But now, this sin which is being recorded in their book of deeds because they're committing it, this has started anew now. This is only one sin now which is being recorded in their book of deeds. So you can see that there's only benefit in repenting in the court of Allah Almighty and in being forgiven even for the previous sins. And now, let's move forward on this concept that the sin has been committed. You've repented of your previous sins, they've been forgiven, and now you couldn't stay firm upon your repentance and you end up committing sin again. Now, if that is the case, then what should a person do? He should repent again. And it is possible that this repentance may become a means of last time when he commits that sin. That after repenting, he may leave this dunya, leave this world before he can commit the sin again. So the answer and the solution to this satanic whisper is that even, let's suppose you're not steadfast upon your repentance and after repenting you've committed the sin again, then repent again. Just because you are not confident that you will stay firm upon your repentance, it doesn't mean that you don't repent at all. So, even if you commit the sin again, not staying steadfast upon your sin, then all what you need to do is repent again. And if you commit the sin again, then repent again. But every time that you repent, that repentance should be sincere and it should be true repentance. That needs to be kept in mind. So this satanic whisper should be uprooted through this clarification and through developing this mindset that even if I commit sin again after repenting, but still all my previous sins would be forgiven, and this in its own is a very big blessing. So we need to understand this. This would inshallah azza wa jal help us in removing this very argument away from our nature, which serves as an obstacle between us and repentance. And this would inshallah azza wa jal lead us towards repentance as well. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Satan, the accursed, he said in the court of Allah Almighty that, O my Lord, I swear by your honor and majesty that until and unless souls remain in the bodies of your servants, I will keep leading them astray. Satan, the accursed, he said this in the court of Allah Almighty, taking an oath that until soul remains in the bodies of your bondsmen, your servants, I'll keep leading them astray. And look at the mercy of Allah Almighty, the reply that Allah Almighty gave. Allah Almighty said that I swear of my majesty and the high, sublime, supreme rank that I will keep forgiving them until they keep repenting in my code, until they keep doing repentance in my code. So this is the reply that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Satan the Accursed. So Satan the Accursed has openly announced this war against us, that he will keep leading us astray until we are alive. He'll keep making us tread the path of ignorance, the path of sins. He will try his utmost, but Allah Almighty, maybe we sacrifice upon the mercy of Allah Almighty, that he said to Satan the Accursed, that I swear by my honor, my majesty, and my supreme rank, that I will keep forgiving my servants until they keep repenting, until they keep supplicating for their forgiveness in my court. Allahu Akbar. And Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated that whenever a person commits a sin, and then he says that, "Oh my Lord, I've committed a sin, forgive me," then Allah Almighty says that my servant, he knows that there is a Lord who also forgives sins and he also ceases. So, O angels, be witness that I have forgiven my bondsman, I have forgiven my servant. Then, as much as Allah Almighty wills, the person, he stays, he remains as it is. After that, the person commits the sin again, and then he humbly says again that, "Oh my Lord, I have committed sin, please forgive me." Then Allah Almighty says that this servant of mine, he knows that there is a Lord Almighty, and he also knows that he also seizes upon a sin and also forgives. So, O angels, be witness that I have forgiven my bondsman, my servant. Then, as much as Allah wills, the person, he stays like that. And then, that person commits the sin again, and he again says that, "Oh Allah, forgive me." Then Allah Almighty says that this servant of mine, he knows that there's a Lord who also forgives the sin and also ceases. O angels, be witness that I have forgiven this servant of mine. I have forgiven this bondsman of mine. Now he may do whatever he wishes to. So dear viewers of Madani channel, these narrations also highlight the fact that if a person commits a sin and he's not very confident upon the fact that he will stay steadfast upon committing that sin, then this shouldn't keep him away from repenting in the court of Allah Almighty, because this concept of a person that there's no point of repenting because I won't stay firm upon it, I don't have trust in myself, this is baseless. As we've seen in this narration, that Allah Almighty keeps forgiving the person commits a sin, he repents in the court of Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty forgives. Then he commits sin again. Then Allah Almighty forgives him again once he repents again. Then he commits sin again. Then he repents again and Allah Almighty forgives him again. So the mercy of Allah Almighty is never ending. So this concept or this satanic whisper should be removed from our minds now, that if we're not confident upon ourselves that we will remain firm upon repentance, then we shouldn't be repenting at the first place. There is no point for this. So this concept or this mindset is pointless, is needless, is baseless in its own. So whatever happens, if we end up committing a sin, then what do we need to do? We need to repent, and repent wholeheartedly, ensuring that we meet all the criterions, all the prerequisites, all the conditions of repentance. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. So do not let this satanic whisper keep you away from repentance. Keep your hopes high from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as soon as you have committed a sin, repent straight away. And don't even think about this fact, that whether I will remain firm upon it or not. Because repenting actually means that you develop these feelings inside you, that you will remain firm upon abandoning the sin. So at that very moment, this feeling should be in your heart, and you should firmly believe in this fact that you will not commit this sin again. This is what you are required to do. You're not required to be worried about the future at this very time, at this very moment. All you need to be thinking of is that at this very moment of time, I am repenting from all my sins, and all the prerequisites need to be met, all the conditions need to be met. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will keep you steadfast upon your repentance. And in case you are unable to stay steadfast upon your repentance, then in case of committing the sin again, just repent again. This is all what you need to do. This is what you are bound to do. You're not bound to think about the future, as in, I won't be able to stay firm upon abandoning sin in future. So at this moment of time, let's not even repent. This is not where you are, what you are meant to do. You are bound to repent at this moment of time. That's it. If you end up committing sin again, I'm reiterating the same thing so that this concept gets clear in our mind. That if sin is committed again, then all you need to do is repent again wholeheartedly. In the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, you will be forgiven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treasure of mercy and forgiveness is not any less. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is everlasting. No matter if our sins exceed the number of the droplets of oceans, still we're nothing more than a tiny, tiny, tiny dot in front of the never-ending mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whenever we end up committing sin, wholeheartedly, truly, sincerely, repent. And then in future, leave it upon the mercy of Allah Almighty, the matter of your steadfastness over repentance. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, when we develop our mindset in the light of this concept, in the light of two prophetic sayings that we've just heard, then inshallah Azza wa Jal, this satanic whisper will be uprooted from our minds, and this obstacle that stops us from seeking repentance, this will also be alleviated and raised. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to repent wholeheartedly and also enable us to stay firm upon our repentance. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me, have mercy on me, guide me, have mercy on me, guide me.